Come on, Bill, start it off.
Any injury update?
Oh, Bill, you can do better than that. You know I won't tell you the truth now anyhow.
That's all I got for you.
Okay. Anybody got a good question?
How'd Charles Henry?
You know, he's a little bit sore. I don't think, we're hoping it's not too serious, but anytime you deal with ribs, you're really not sure until you start practicing.
Is there a fracture?
Pardon me?
Is there a fracture?
Not that I know of, just sore right now.
Like, looking at the table, what did your defense do better against the run this week that it hadn't in the first place?
We didn't give up the big play. We gave up a couple runs, about 20, 25 yards. When you give up the 75-yarder and the 50-yarder. But overall, we played the run much better against a football team that does a great job running the ball.
What was the difference in maybe getting some of the pressure on the quarterback than in previous weeks, you think?
A little different scheme this week. You know, we had a couple weeks to kind of review a few things, put a few things in, and we did it very well in the first half, and second half we didn't do it as well. Getting up two drives late in the game in the fourth quarter. But overall, I thought we made some strides.
In not giving up the big runs, is that more mental and being in the right spots in the right gap, physical, just making the plays?
I think we talked about it last week. You know, we talked about 11 guys working together, and if you eliminate those mistakes, then you don't give up the big plays. And it's a group effort, and one of the reasons why we did a much better job.
You feel pretty good about your defense going forward now after kind of some bumps in the road earlier?
Well, we made some strides. You know, when you hold a team like that to 120 yards, and it's been averaging a lot of yards running the football, and then you can put them in some passing situations. If you don't stop the run, I don't care what level you're at, you're going to have a hard time having success.
A lot of the offensive guys were talking prior to this that they were just ready for that game where everything kind of clicked a little bit. Did you see signs of maybe this offense finally?
You know, like I said, anytime you're averaging 6 yards a play, you know, it's going to come. The problem is when you can't move the football. We've been moving the football, and you know, we've been waiting for a while to put it together, score some more points than we have, and you know, to do it against a football team with that type of defense, was a group effort. You know, it takes a lot of people, you know, playing at a high level to move the football against that football team, because they are very skilled, very quick, very fast, and they present some problems. But I thought our guys stepped up and did what we had to do to win.
Jay, progress has been incremental each game. Did you see him go up another level with this game?
Yeah, he went up. Instead of going up a notch, he went up two notches in this game. Yeah. Was that incremental? Is that good?
Yeah, that was
two
good.
Notches compared
that
to
was
one?
That's a good answer.
Thank you. You usually don't get those, do you?
And why would you say it was two notches versus one for this game?
Well, you know, you play the number one defense in the NFL, and you find a way to move the ball in the fourth quarter, and you make some big-time plays early in the game, and you find a way to win. You know, that's what you're hoping your quarterback does for you. And he made some plays there in the fourth quarter when we needed it, and made some tough throws early in the game, especially in those third down situations, to keep the chains moving. And that's what you're hoping your quarterback's going to do. You know, you got to make third downs, and we've been better at that this year than we have been for a while. And if you do that, then you got a chance to be one of the better offenses in the National Football League. If you're not very good on third downs, it's hard to really improve.
Were you surprised at all at how well the offensive line played?
I was happy. I was happy with the way they played. Anytime you have a new center, a new left guard, and your captain of your football team is out, who kind of is the center stone of that offensive line, calling out the different schemes and protections, and you have a new guy come in there, and you're really not sure how they're going to react. But I thought Chris did a great job, and Coop did a good job coming in and playing his first game against a very talented team. So, yeah, I was pleased with the effort. By no means was it perfect, but very cohesive and got the job done.
Did you let Chris make the calls and everything up front?
Oh, yeah. The center has to make the calls. If he doesn't, you need a new center. Yeah.
How did you do?
Did good. He's very sharp and aware and handle the situation quite well.
Tough front for us.
It is, yeah, because they do a lot of different schemes and a lot of different blitzes, and they keep you off balance. They change things during the game, and Chris did a good job, both in a running game and a passing game, protection-wise.
Do you remember a time in this town where a Monday night can be so exciting with possibly a Game 5 of the World Series and you guys playing on Monday night?
Yeah, the thing that I didn't know of is that times were fairly close. You know, I've heard they're trying to change the times, and hopefully we can get that done. But, yeah, this is a little bit bizarre.
I think we'll share the same blunt, maybe go over your game.
Yeah. Hopefully they'll stop by just for a second.
Would you prefer earlier or later? Do you have a preference?
No. It really doesn't matter to me. I think it'd just be nice for people to be able to watch both games. But I know they're dealing with Boston as well as this area, and you're talking about a late night compared to, you know, time difference, so I'm not really sure what they're going to decide on, but hopefully it works out, you know, good for both cities.
You talked about Jay's confidence before trying to make plays. Is that what happened on his two interceptions, mm-hmm. just him trying to make a play both those times?
That's part of football. You know, sometimes, you know, like we've been talking about, you're gonna make some mistakes. You're just hoping you don't keep on making the same one. But, you know, you're a quarterback in this league, you're going to throw interceptions. What you got to do is you got to wipe it out and find a way to win the game. And that's what he did. And he made some mistakes, and he'll learn from those mistakes. Sometimes it takes a while because there's such a growing curve in a learning process. But he found a way to make the plays when he had to, and you know, that's a sign of a great quarterback.
You said Bly for an MRI.
Yeah, he just had a little AC separation. He played with it separated. Got a little torn all after the game, so it's feeling better. But I was really proud of him because he played a complete game. When he caught that interception, shoulder popped out a little bit. So I don't know if it was first degree or second degree, but he played with it the entire game and did a good job supporting the run as well as making a number of plays in a passing game. So pleased with his effort.
Is that something you have to wear a harness
for? I don't think so. I don't think it's separated enough. And with the extra day and a half recovery time, he should be all right, at least according to Greek. Hopefully Dre feels the same way.
Is Scheffler okay?
You know, I don't know. He's still a little bit sore. Exactly how bad that is, we'll find out Wednesday.
Hey, Mike, with the Monday night game, are you going to change your schedule?
Come on in here. Make yourself part of the group.
Still talk to those fellows about your schedule for this week as far as day's practices and all.
Yeah, we haven't decided on it. We haven't finalized on it for sure.
Mike, can you comment real quick about Jason Elam? I mean, he's doing it forever and just continues to make big kicks for you over and over and over again.
Yeah, you know, he's a guy that does it consistently in practice. You know, he takes care of his body. You know, he does a great job in the off season, knowing what to do and how to take care of himself. He comes in shape. And he kind of knows his strengths and his weaknesses. You know, at one time in his career, you know, he knew he couldn't kick off anymore. And so try to over-kick. You know, he still wanted to kick field goals. That we took him out of that role and just had him kick field goals, and he's done a great job for us. And the thing that, you know, I compare him to is a great golfer. You know, the guy that under pressure, he's got the same swing. And, you know, that's what he does for us. You know, he's got the same swing regardless if it's last quarter, first quarter, he's got a lot of confidence in his ability. He's come through for us numerous times.
Kicking field goals like that, game winners, I mean, what sets him apart? What makes those guys different, the Vinatieris or Elams in the world that can kick under pressure in those key?
Well, what separates Tiger Woods from the rest of the, you know, from the rest of the golfers? It's really hard to say, man. You got to be mentally tough. You've got to believe you're going to get it done in pressure situations. And you know, he's been doing it for a long time, and I just think it's a guy that worked extremely hard in the off season to get himself ready, and he's comfortable with those pressure situations because he's been through it so many times. And the more you do it, I think the more comfortable you feel with it. And I think he wants to be there in the pressure situation. I think he embraces it.
How did you think Marcus Thomas played getting a start yesterday?
Did a good job for a young guy coming in, and he's got a lot of ability. And he, you know, from the first day he came in here and, you know, not playing for a year, I knew it was going to take some time for him to play, but He's come around a lot quicker than I anticipated. He hasn't arrived yet, but he's going to be a heck of a football player for us.
In your mind, is Simeon a physical issue right now, or are you just playing other people?
Well, I think Simeon has made some strides, and you know, Simeon really believes in himself, which is good. And what I do is I take a look at practice and make decisions based off practice if a guy's ready to play. Last week he had a better week than he had the week before, so I'm going to judge him this week, and if he, you know, practices at the level that I hope he does, and he'll dress for the game. But it's strictly a physical issue with the strength of his shoulder. And if I feel like it's there, or I shouldn't say I feel like it's there, if we feel like it's there from a coaching standpoint, we'd love to have him ready to go because we know what he's done in the past, and hopefully he can get it done for us in the future.
You said 80%. Is that notched up at all? Or
I don't know. You know, I just know, looking at film, if a guy can help us win, or if I think one of the players that we have on our team or on the roster can give us a better chance to win. I think we all know what his potential is and what he's done, and I'm hoping he's ready to go this week.
Like, do you figure Champ will be available this week to practice and play?
I don't know. You know, I'm hoping he is.
How did you think Foxy filled in for him?
No, I think Foxy did a great job. Had a number of tackles, and you know, he was ready to play. Got all the practice reps during the week, and they shared him on Friday, and you know, I think he was looking forward to the opportunity to go out there and play. I thought he did a good job.
You see in team sports sometimes that, you know, the best players go down and the team seems to play better. You know, like the Avalanche in their Stanley Cup years were uncanny when Forsberg would go out. Rockies this year lose three starting pitchers and look where they are. And, you know, this week you had guys dropping the mic. Besides guys stepping up, what do you think accounts for it?
I don't know. I just hope we don't lose any more players for your, you know, try to test your philosophy there. I don't know. I'd rather not test it, to be honest with you. I don't know. It's always hard to replace great players. But sooner or later, a guy gets an opportunity and he shows you what he can do. You know, as I mentioned last week, you know, for Tom Nalen to get his opportunity and Rod Smith and Ed McCaffrey, somebody had to go down or they had to practice extremely hard to get their chance. And once they get their chance, they take advantage of the opportunity. And you know, we've got some young guys. We've had some running backs go down, and all of a sudden we look at them and they say, hey, you know, here's a 1,200, 1,300-yard back or wide receiver go down. And, you know, up, you know, you get a Brandon Marshall or even a Glenn Martinez made a number of good plays yesterday, really competed well. And so you just look, you know, you just don't know if a guy's going to take advantage of it. Or if the pressure's too great, you know, when you're on center stage to really perform. Some people embrace it, other people can't handle the pressure. So you never really know until a guy gets that opportunity. And
sometimes maybe it heightens their
focus. Oh, I think everybody knows that when you lose a couple of your star players that you have to play great at all positions to beat a good football team. And you know, we knew to win that game, everybody had to play, you know, their best game.
Everybody always talks about Stokely in the slot. Mm-hmm. What do you like about him on the outside?
Well, usually, if you're a great slot receiver, that means you got quickness, you got the ability to, you know, beat people one on one. A lot of times, when you get in the slot, a slot receiver stereotype with of a guy not having great speed, but more quickness and maybe strength. But Stokely has the ability to do both. I mean, not only he has exceptional quickness and strength, he has speed on the outside as well. You know, he was under a 4-4 guy coming out of college and stays in great shape, great leg strength. As you can see that, you know, he's exceptional in the slot, but he can also do a great job on the outside. So, sure nice to have him on our team. Thanks.